producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Stairs. Who's your what?
I'm Doug sorry, Steffen. What's your name?
Good day, Brian. I was going to put a couple of words together again. Here, taking care of business with Jennifer Horn. And we've decided to bring Kara in to the fold. She'll feel smarter than all the rest of her friends because she's associated with us. Because we're so mature and we have so much knowledge to pass on. So, Kara Schilling sharing with Ken Kessler.
We pass knowledge like we pass gas around here.
Is that so? Speak for yourself, lady.
Very mature.
Very nice. Okay, so I'm looking at a seismological map of North Korea. The South Koreans appear to be somewhat concerned about the fact that little twerp from North Korea took a shot at perfecting a hydrogen bomb. So the first question people have today, well, it's nothing to worry about because it's not an atomic bomb. Really? So maybe we should get an expert on, Ken, to explain the difference between how many millions of people get killed using a hydrogen bomb versus how many millions of people get killed using an atomic bomb. What's the difference between the H-bomb and the A-bomb? How about that? Didn't have that when you were in chemistry or science class, right? Seriously, there's a big difference in how the mechanism works. I don't know that their destructive power is any more or less, but it's easier to make a hydrogen bomb. That's why this little twerp is making it. It's harder to get all of the pieces. Atomic bombs, here's my rendering of it, seriously. H-bombs are not quite as destructive as atomic bombs, but they still make a big mess, noise, destruction, you name it. But the atomic bomb, because of its very nature dealing with the structure of everything, we all are atomic particles, and so everything in, if you want to put two and two together, you go to this conversation I've been having for the last month or so since I went to the Deepak Chopra lecture about DNA and genomes and that sort of thing. And all of our DNA, the atomic particles, are carbon-based. So an atomic bomb will get at the very nature and be more destructive. Make no mistake about it, however. Hydrogen bombs are nothing to play with. And so in the case of this lunatic in North Korea, who is one of the people who would be dumb enough to do something like this, if allowed to, and I don't understand why. Okay, we're all over the Iranians because we don't want them to make an atomic bomb. Okay, got that. We now have this kid in North Korea who's been working on a hydrogen bomb. Apparently, nobody's paying attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. He's got some missiles. At the very least, he could get to Guam and blow that up. How do you feel, those of you listening?
We're very distracted by the Middle East.
Yeah, we're all distracted by all of this nonsense.
Not that we shouldn't, but we shouldn't be closing our eyes to what he's doing in North Korea, because that guy is unpredictable.
Of course he is.
Nasty.
He's a maniac. Yeah, he's crazy. So the other solution to the problem would be to do the same thing with him that we did, we should have done with Saddam Hussein, and we did do with Osama bin Laden. Send the SEALs in and bump them off. Then that's it. You're done. Because it's pretty easy to do.
Who's next, though?
Who's next? There?
Yeah.
The military are more in charge than you may think.
And don't forget, his North dad Korea. Wasn't so great. And now he's been there, and he's definitely not good.
But this kid is emotionally disturbed. And you can kind of see that even looking at pictures of him. He's an emotionally disturbed kid. And so but how did he get control? And how is it that the people of North Korea still now with all of this, is there any social media, Kenny, at all in North Korea? Is there any knowledge about a lot of the Chinese try to keep social media out and they weren't successful? I'm betting that the government of North Korea wants to keep social media out of there. But can they be successful in doing that?
Yeah, I don't think they have. I don't think there are many computers for regular people in.
No, it's not. It's very much like Cuba was, or is even still. Not much. There's no infrastructure other than whatever the government controls. So, but
you read this book, very nice book.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for that.
But I don't want to read that one again.
No. Okay, good news. You want some good business news?
Yeah,
sure. Good business news. The American automotive industry is selling more cars than ever before.
Great.
The United States of America will sell almost 18 million new cars when the numbers come in for last year. The old record was 17.3 million set back in the year 2000. And now this year looks like close to 18 million, like 17.5 million cars will be sold. So that's good for lots of different businesses. It's not the same as the housing. The housing business is really an arbiter of how healthy the economy is. New car business, not so much. Cars are, it's so easy to finance them now. And the idea what do you do with the old car? They'll take them and give you. There's so much built-in profit that it's so much easier to get not only the cars themselves, but get financing for them. I mean, look at these ads. I was listening to an ad for the Honda dealer in my town yesterday. $89 a month.
Mm-hmm.
$89 a month, you can't go to dinner for $89 a month.
Right. If you have, like, because I know somebody, I'm not going to name names, who chooses,
oh, go ahead.
To drive old jalopies. Why wouldn't you go get, like, and how about that? The 50s called, they want their word back, jalopy. But why wouldn't you go and at least, I mean, I know people don't like to lease and it's not the best option, but at least your vehicle will run.
Better.
It has a motor and a battery. Like, it's $89 a month.
$89.
Go.
Yeah.
They're giving it to you.
Now, the other side of this is symptomatic of all these cars being sold. Last year, there were only 14 million cars that were either traded in or junked. So that means there's 3 million more cars on the road this year than there was last year. Where are they going? How do they get there? Hello, welcome to the 405. Welcome to the Beltway around Washington. Welcome to the system that tries to keep you from driving in New York City or even any other major city. Try driving in London. Forget it. And so with all the cars on the road, great. Where are they going to go? There's more cars to be stuck in traffic. More cars to contribute to global warming because they're sitting on the highway idling.
Spewing, yeah.
Now,
what's interesting in California, Dougie, is that Governor Brown is trying desperately to sign pieces of legislation that will actually remove people, make it impossible for them to drive cars by 2045. He's got he didn't actually enable this tax. Schwarzenegger did. There's a new tax that kicked in. That makes our gas even more expensive than being the most expensive gas in the country because of this tax from Schwarzenegger. But Governor Brown has got stuff in there that is going to make it almost impossible for cars to keep up with the emission standards. Mm. For he's going to drive people to mass transit, which would be fantastic if there was any mass transit to drive them to.
Okay.
There's not.
So
it's lacking.
What's going on? My daughter and I were talking about this weekend because there's a new surface train that's going from the beach in Santa Monica into L.A. City, which is about 14 miles. And to do it in a car during rush hour, easy, an hour or more.
Right.
This train will do it in 25 minutes. And it's cost the taxpayers of L.A. County $1 billion to build this thing. At the moment, some people use it, but not a lot of people. You can. There's one that goes out to Pasadena, and there's another one that goes sort of north. There's a subway. No, what in God's name you'd build a subway in Los Angeles for? First earthquake. Goodbye. But maybe that's the same thing you can say for the surface trains as well. But you're suggesting something that's pretty interesting. The forcing people in this country are supposed to have the freedom to make choices, even if they're bad choices. And people say, well, if they're not in the public interest, then maybe we got to do something about it. And that's where government comes in and fixes everything. I don't want to have, I don't want to ride in the train. I want to be able to drive my car as long as it's someplace to drive to, and it doesn't take me forever to get there.
And here's the thing, that I'd actually love to ride in the train, but there's no plan for me to be able to do that. In
well, where you are, there's nothing out there. There's some buses that run out to where you are.
Well, the buses, this is another crazy fact with all of this. There was a new study that just came out. Yeah. 1 in 5 people that use the bus system in L.A., if you're a female, are sexually abused or assaulted.
Oh, horrible. Dirty. And the bus driver's paying no attention to what's going
on
the bus.
It's like Loserville.
And they got the big, the accordion buses now that carry up to 80
they're
people.
Dangerous. Yeah, and, they're totally dangerous.
I was in a bus. Thank you for reminding me of this. When I landed at Logan the other night, I took the bus out to get my rental car. And there were so many people in this bus. The system is so badly run that the driver couldn't see beyond the first person who's standing on the yellow line right next to him. Couldn't see in the mirror what was going up back of the bus. The people were screaming, we need to get out of this stuff. Guy couldn't hear anything. I finally popped up and I said, are you listening to the people on the back of the bus? They need to get off. And everybody looked at me and then, because they didn't hear the people in the back of the bus, practically screaming.
Yeah.
Get me away. I got to get off the bus. There's too many people. So anything can go on in the back of these buses, as you're suggesting. They can't see. They can't control.
People are shown things, or they're touched, or, I mean, but 1 in 5.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good scenario. Not a pretty picture. All right. Here we are at 18 past the hour already on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Can you imagine?
No.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
According to the CDC, flu cases are still on the rise. Remember these three words to help protect you and your family against the flu. Avoid, clean, and stay. As much as you can, avoid close contact with those who are sick. Also, avoid touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. Clean your hands often during flu season. And finally, stay home when you're sick. Simple ways to a healthy year. The health tip that you've been listening to brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Hey, Richie. Hey, Dougie. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
20 past the hour on Good Day.
No, it's ready. 21 past the hour. Where have you been?
Look at that. Minutes just went by. 3 seconds.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days in the living room. Yeah, I'm gonna feel all
yes, yes, yes. My Three Songs Contest. Okay, calm down. My Three Songs Contest time on Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You will win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, if you can figure out what these three songs have in common. We're going to go through the three songs, starting with the first one by Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
Isn't Vanilla Ice the guy, the lip sync guy?
No, that's Millie Vanilli.
Oh, Millie Vanilli. Okay, I get my flavors right. Ice, baby. Amazed. I suppose we should be impressed with this too, right?
Jennifer's got skills.
Jennifer has it. Jennifer's got ice, baby. 888-302-3684. If you can figure out what these three songs have in common. All right, first one by Vanilla Ice called Ice Baby Ice or Ice Ice Baby. Ice, ice, ice. Second one, Madonna.
Love is a bird, she needs to fly. Let all the hurt inside of you die.
1998, top of the pop charts in our country and a bunch of other countries around the world. Won an MTV Video Award for special effects, went platinum in Norway and Germany. This was her 34th big hit.
Went platinum in Norway.
Yeah, that's good to know. First song, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby Ice. Second one, Frozen by Madonna.
No,
third song.
Ice Baby, say it right.
Yeah, that's
not Ice Baby.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is in the last position here, Richie. See, this is the kind of stuff I like of his. I like some of the noise, but this is bad.
One of the greatest.
We almost didn't hit the... I think we did. This song is called Cold Shot. Track from his 1984 album, Couldn't Stand the Weather. was his third charting solo single, following a couple of big hits as David Bowie's guitarist. He had a number of solo hits, actually. He had a big song with James Brown, Living in America. Remember that? Stevie Ray Vaughan's been dead since 1990.
Remember the day he died?
Yep. All right, so what do these songs have in common? 888-302-3684. Let us see here where we can go. I want to go to Iowa. How's that? Where's my little thing?
You should have a good insider knowledge.
Here's Kathy in Urbandale, Iowa. How far is that from Des Moines, Kathy?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, so you're in a suburb of Des Moines. Have you figured out who you're going to vote for on February 1st?
I have.
Are you one of the? Are you a caucus person?
Yep.
You
I
are.
Am.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah,
all right,
I'm excited.
All right,
let's
so,
hear it. You'll be our first vote.
Yeah, go ahead. You're the first voter here. What? Who are you voting for?
Well, I knew you guys were going to put me on the spot with that. I'm probably going to go with Cruz.
Cruz.
Good choice.
Cruz.
I think a lot.
Boo. Boo! How can you vote for a Canadian? What's the matter with you?
Well, I love hockey, so
that was the first. Yeah, me too. Right, well, kind of girl, Ted Cruz and hockey.
With that thinking, you. Jennifer would be voting for him too. Hi, right, Kathy. What are these? quiet down, Jennifer.
You.
What do these songs have in common, Kathy?
Well, I think it's all something to do with like ice or frozen water.
Close enough. Yeah, they're cold songs.
Or I could say Iowa winters too. So I mean, either one.
Iowa winters. Yes, that's it. Getting out of the plains there, things get kind of chilly. All right, Kathy, hold on a second. Thank you. Happy New Year. Nice to have you on board. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape, you put the double stick tape on your countertop, you blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty fly paper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What makes the JCPenney Super Saturday sale so super? That's easy. Super savings. Hurry in this Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. and save on night-to-day doorbusters like JCPenney Home, Solid, or Striped Bath Towels, just $4.99. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Download our app for coupons and to sign up for JCPenney Rewards. It's super. It's savings. It's JCPenney. Coupon valid 1-7 to 1-10. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon on details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Sharon, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day. Say it again, Doug. Twitter at Good Day. Well, to listen to the public consumer of Twitter, Twitter is on its way out. I thought Facebook was on its way out and Twitter was the replacement. But now it's Instagram that will replace everything. And after that, it'll be Pinterest. And then it'll be the pimple on your butt. That's what's going to happen in social.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is a little gross.
It is a little gross. Speaking of things that are gross, the armed group that seized that wildlife reserve in Oregon, what do they want? They're asking for a change in U.S. policy to return federal lands to the control of ranchers and local governments. You know what? I'm with them.
I'm surprised you're being critical of them because the more
I'm being critical. How am I being critical of them?
I think we were all kind of critical.
Maybe.
I wasn't being critical of them. They haven't done anything that hurt anything. They're in a building that belongs to the taxpayers. I don't have a problem with what they're doing.
They took it over by force with weapons.
Well. And I thought there was nobody there.
That it will be bad if anybody tries to do anything about it.
Well,
yeah, but no one's going to try to do anything about it. This is going to go on for as long as they want it to go on.
Well, but yesterday they made a comment, and I think that they are softening up because...
it's cold.
Well, no.
They're freezing.
I think they're out of power. They're getting the attention that they wanted, and the public is
the issue.
In part behind them on the issue.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I think, I can't remember exactly what his statement wording was, but he basically said that I could see a time where we could, you know, go home because the public is kind of getting hit to this.
Yeah, the public.
I mean, truly, no one would have paid attention to this had this not happened.
Not done it. Right. But, so maybe the tactics, Kenny, weren't right, but under the circumstances, to understand that the federal government owns about half of all the land in the western states, and they regulate the grazing, and they tell you, you keep no trespassing signs everywhere in these national wildlife refuges. Screw that. We paid for it. What do you mean, no trespassing?
But if these guys in this building were named Muhammad, you'd be seeing bombs.
Oh, I would say that? No, I wouldn't say that. No, not at all.
I would.
No.
I'm not going to be. I would. I mean, it's different.
Because they wouldn't have the same approach. They wouldn't be concerned about the same things. Then maybe I'd be saying bomb it. But in this circumstance, I believe, even though Kenny's right, you have use of questionable tactics. But under the circumstances, they are right.
It's not questionable tactics. It's illegal terrorist tactics. If you give them any credibility, this is going to keep happening over and over.
I'm giving them credibility because I think the government's wrong in how they control all these public lands. They're wrong.
The government is the people. The government isn't the guys that, you know, I mean, the government is the people. And this guy that's in jail now was given a sentence for burning his land. He was put in jail. He served a sentence. He was released. And then they went back and got him again.
Yeah.
How is that?
Really
how is that legal or fair?
Wrong. But Kenny is right in that
it's not
he's
a
breaking
great way
the law.
To go about
but
it,
why
sure.
is the law there in the first place? It's up to us to change the law.
No,
you don't like it? I don't like it. Change it.
You can't take over a federal building by force with weapons in America.
But that's not what they're trying to do. This is land.
But that's what they did.
No, they didn't. Well, a building that really isn't. The important issue here isn't the building. It's the land and the lack of. I told you the story of my dealing with that arrogant little you-know-what when I was trying to use federal land that had been used as farmland, and the federal government just came in and took it over and said, no, we decided we're not going to let farmers use it anymore. We're going to let the birds use it. And the arrogance, the smarminess of dealing with these people, I can see that happening out there, and I can see people being fed up with it. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with lots of stuff.
Yeah, but I never see you take a gun and go into the local town hall and take it over.
No, because I don't have a gun. I was in town hall last night trying to take over something, and maybe I'll be with the group of people that I was with will be successful in getting something done.
But you do it the right way. You become a member of the local town.
I'm a town meeting member. Yep.
And you voice your opinion.
Exactly. But in this case, Jennifer said what is true. They are not being heard. Nobody's paying any attention to it. It's just so much blah, blah. In this circumstance, they've gotten a lot of attention, which brings this to the surface. It is an important, serious national issue, which nobody, I'll give it to you. This isn't the right way to do it. But what is the right way to do it? How do you get attention to a problem like this? We're driving American farmers and ranchers right off the cliff with government policy all over the place that's aimed at putting small farmers out of business, thanks to Monsanto and Dow and all these other people that are trying to run the small people out of business so they can control everything. And that's what's going on here.
You know, a year or two ago, you had the Occupy protesters who weren't even armed, who were getting beaten and maced and thrown in jail.
You know, yep. But here's
wait a minute. Let me finish this thought. Hold on a minute, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Well, and these guys are not just being given a pass, but they're being seen as credible, and they've taken over this building with weapons, and they have threatened that that people will get hurt if anybody tries to get them out of there.
Yeah.
Have been people that have, Montel Williams, one of them, who have said that the National Guard needs to go in there and kill these people. If anyone said that about those Occupy people, that we need to go in and just kill them, do you think, it would never happen. That would never be allowed. There's a double standard. We make fun of the farmers. I don't know, but he is. We make fun of the farmers in this country, and it just goes to show you, like on Twitter.
We do not have any respect for American agriculture.
No.
And before you know it, we're not going to be able to, never mind, be the food basket of the world.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to provide enough food to feed ourselves.
We're hoping for chicken from China, but, you know, to this point about making fun of them, instead of dealing with what these guys are talking about or dealing with the issues, instead on social media, a bunch of stuff has been trending, you know, about making fun of these guys as being hicks and idiots because they're out there. They have a real point that they're trying to get attention.
Anybody who makes their living on the land is a hick.
No, but they delegitimize themselves when you have guys like the...
So what's the right way to do it? Okay, let's turn it around. Kenny,
what's the right way to get attention?
What's the right way to get attention so that people will pay attention to this serious issue? If this isn't the right way to do it, what is?
I don't know what the right way is, but I know this is wrong.
Okay.
This is terrorism, and we're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
But we're talking about you're legitimizing them.
I am legitimizing. Look at the protesters who get all the attention all throughout the history of this country.
It's the only way you bring about change. Nobody pays any attention to you if you don't protest.
Right, unless you are almost radical, you don't get any attention.
Look at the marches in 1964.
Where
do you think that change came
from? Jackson.
You're going to let everything go the way it was? There's never been any...
Look at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Any change.
They stir the pot.
Look at the American Revolution, for God's sake.
Sure.
That's why these people call themselves patriots, and yet we roll over. Oh, well, things are different now. The government's in charge. Screw the government. The government isn't in charge. You are the government.
But that's the message, is that the feds, they want all the ranchers to know that they are ruling
the
roost and that they can come in and protect their land all the time. These guys have said they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want
to... It isn't in their interest to hurt anybody or anything. They need the land to use. The government is squeezing farmers out of their land, and there's no thinking. I went to Senator, what's his name? He used to be a congressman, Markey, and I said to him... What are you doing to try to understand or balance out the use of federal lands so that farmers can use them? So that we aren't able to produce enough food anymore. We need access to more land. And he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, oh, I don't know. We'll have to study it. Jesus. I mean, there's this kind of stuff that these people are so clueless when it comes to things that are... This is what you eat, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you sustain yourself. And there is a concerted effort to get you to eat more garbage so that you can get sick, so they can sell you some pills.
Right.
And then it just is conspiracy. Like a round robin. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of a conspiracy... that's all right. Well, let's talk to Ron Hoffman about that in a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in Mo 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty Card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month.
but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
All right, here we are at 40, almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us, who is a genius in his own right. And his the best demonstration of that is his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and radio program. You can sign up for the newsletter. I think everybody listening to this program should go to drhoffman2fs.com and sign up. You can find out all kinds of things that are amazing. This is just a trip down whatever lane. The mayor of the city, Bronson, New York, Bill Blasio, is announcing a $15 an hour minimum wage today for everybody that works. How does that look on your tax bill there, Ron?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I just sent my tax bill for 2015 to the city of New York, and I'll tell you that my tax bill for the city of New York is better than a lot of people's salaries. You know,
bigger.
Bigger. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
And this is the kind of stuff over and over again. You see this in all the big cities. All right, so I didn't want to necessarily... Let's spend a minute on this study that's out today. Everybody has a New Year's resolution, not everybody, but many people want to lose weight, they want to exercise. This study that shows there are different types of things in your gut. All health, many doctors present, begins in the gut. I think you're a subscriber to that philosophy.
Big time,
so
absolutely.
What do you make of the fat things and the thin things in your gut? They're really like the microbes that are floating around in our guts.
Well, absolutely. It turns out that a lot of the effect of diet on weight is not just about the amount of fuel that you put in your body. You know, we think of our bodies like cars. You know, if we put a little less gasoline in the car won't go as far. We sometimes fuel ourselves up with sugar to get our energy up. But actually, you know, one of the most profound influences on our weight and on our hormones comes from inside us in terms of the trillions, literally trillions of organisms that inhabit our gastrointestinal tracts. So you can set yourself up for weight gain by eating sugary junk food, by taking lots of antibiotics, even possibly by taking powerful acid-blocking medications. You change the bacteria in your gut. So this is a very important finding. You know, unfortunately, there is no magic probiotic. You know, the probiotic that you simply take a couple of pills a day, it'll melt the pounds away because it puts good bacteria back in. But we can use techniques to modify
our... But you do believe in probiotics, and you tell your clients, your patients, to get on a good probiotic program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I wonder how this all plays into it. I was reading a study on aging. I'm getting older. Richie's getting older. Jennifer's getting older. Kenny's getting older. Ron, you're getting older.
No.
So, well, I know. It's not...
I'm going to reverse.
Yes, good for you. The fountain of youth he's found. And is that a way to slow aging? Thinking about... how much every year during the holidays there are excesses, and so we get into that place. Now we start the exercise program, and then we think about how our body changes, the cells change as we get over. We're trying to get over this period, but we get older and older and older. Exercise programs. People don't stay on them. They have good intentions. So what do we do to slow down the aging process?
Well, yeah, big essay question. Do we have the entire morning, or maybe we'll do a week series of
it? You got 2 minutes. That's it, pal.
Okay, let's sum it up. Okay, so it's about diet. It's about exercise. There's certain key supplements which may have an anti-aging effect. I'm thinking resveratrol is very plausible, the thing from red wine. Mm-hmm. Perhaps omega-3 fatty acids may have some of those benefits. Even to some extent, fasting and a little bit of deprivation is the calorically restricted diet has actually been shown to extend the lives of animals. And
how does that work?
Well, you take about 30% less calories overall. It ain't fun.
No.
You'll live longer, but it'll seem a whole lot longer because of the deprivation. But you can replicate that with intermittent fasting. You know, maybe take the month of January, or religions have this. Lent itself is kind of a life prolonging event because you restrict certain foods, your intake decreases, and this may actually reboot your anti-aging mechanisms in your body.
So I'm looking at the list of books that you recommended and podcasts that you had at drhoffman.com in the intelligent medicine world. One of them has to do with the gut balance revolution written by Dr. Gerald Mullen, which basically gives us an overview of what we're just talking about here, yeah?
Absolutely. It outlines the strategy by which you can change your microbiome, the bacteria inside your intestine, to improve your metabolism, to get you to lose weight, and ultimately even reduce your risk of certain diseases like diabetes, inflammatory disorders. It all starts in the gut.
Yeah,
it really does.
All right. Find out the answer to questions like whether a vegetarian diet undermines your mental health by subscribing to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, happy to have him here, associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 minutes past the hour. Good day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I've tried to duplicate this song on any number of occasions. I want a new top piece of it. How's that sound? Pretty good?
Just like the real animal.
Thank you. 53 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen.
Without rhythm.
Excuse me?
Except without rhythm.
I've got rhythm. You've got rhythm. Warren Eckstein's got rhythm. Who could ask for anything more? Warren, the pet person's best friend, is here with some pet advice, ownership advice, how to raise a healthy, happy pet so that you don't have to have kids. That information is coming right up here in Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Musicians, it's
Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein has been joining us for the past 15, 16 years. I don't know how long you've been on this program. You've been doing radio for, what, 30-some-odd years, haven't you? How long have you been on the radio?
30 years. It just starts 30 years.
All right, so let's get to what Warren has learned about social skills for your pet. How do you train a pet not to stick his nose in your crotch or other genteel things like that, because that's a social skill, isn't it?
Or on the other side, how do you train your animals to do that, Warren?
Boyfriends, girlfriends,
hypothetically,
et cetera.
Of course.
You might be laughing, but that's not the first time I was asked. So you know.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Well, there's a reason for it. It's kind of like Google.
A reason for a dog sticking his nose in your crotch?
Yes, there's a reason.
Called peanut butter.
Did you ever notice why dogs sniff each other in their rear ends?
I've noticed that a number of times.
Okay, there's a reason for that. As I said, it's like surfing the web.
So do radio people at the Talkers Conference.
I can't help them, though. This is like surfing the web for dogs. All the information they need is there. For example, by smelling an area, it gives an indication of the type of food in the area, hormonal changes in the area, disposition. All of that is in there. So it's very common for a dog to sniff that groin area. And if you want to stop it, you just got to teach your dog to sit and stay when people...
Spray, those sprays you get.
So if that information is there for dogs, would it be safe to say that it's actually there for humans, too?
I guess. And you know, I don't know what cavemen did back years and years and years ago, but the bottom line is that's why dogs do that. I mean, their senses, you know, remember my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices, bombs. Right. So their senses smell, their olfactory is 200,000 times better than ours. So they smell everything different. If you're cooking spaghetti sauce, that's what I smell. Yeah. But from a dog's point of view, they smell the oregano, the garlic.
So when the dog gets closer to Rich, he's smelling a different kind of a bomb under that circumstance.
Right.
All right, how do you keep your cat from climbing all over things in your home, scratching up the furniture, the upholstery? Can we spray for that? What do you do for that?
Double stick tape.
Really?
It's like kitty fly paper. If you have a cat that's jumping on the counter, put some double stick tape on there. They jump on it once or twice. They don't like the feel of it. It doesn't hurt them, but it's not comfortable. And in the worst scenario, if you have a cat that's jumping on a dining room table, I just dealt with one. What we did is put double stick tape. We blew up a couple of balloons, put them on the double stick tape. The cat jumped. The balloon broke. It's like God corrected him. Never a problem again.
Really? You're a genius, Warren.
Dogs, too.
Too long.
You do that with dogs, too?
Not so much dogs with the double stick tape and the balloons. There are other ways to correct dogs from doing that. From a cat's point of view, it's very dangerous, though, because cats aren't captive. They get cut by knives. They can eat things that are not safe for them. So it's important to keep them off.
Okay. There's been this picture of a dog. I saw this first before I saw it on your Facebook page. Dog wearing pants. Two different kinds of pants. Over the back part of the dog or the underbelly of the dog. What in the world? Why, who came up with this?
And they cost $70. Do you know how many dogs you can rescue for $70?
Yeah.
Listen, it's a great idea for someone who just feels like they need to dress their dog. My perspective, my dogs walk around butt naked. That's just the way they were born. It's the way they enjoy it. It's the way they like it. But it's kind of interesting. For certain breeds of dogs that have really short hair, may not be a bad idea.
Really? Dog... Well, this time of year we're in the cold climes, put a jacket on your dog.
And also, if you're walking through the woods, it'll keep the thickets away.
Yeah, okay, that makes good sense. Yeah, you don't want to have that. Yeah, but I'm just trying to, if you haven't seen it, go to Warren's Facebook page and check out the picture of these dogs with their kind of pants on. Warren Eckstein, check out his Hugs and Kisses, minerals and vitamins, too, at hugsandkisses.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.